if you are looking for a beer that has all of the profile of a craft beer, I mean, when I say craft beer, it doesn't taste like a batch that's gone flat or that tastes like a diet offering often tastes. And I'm not just talking beer, I'm talking across the board. Any product that offers you reduced calories, sometimes the trade-off is that it also tastes reduced, but this doesn't. How have you worked this strange magic?
Dave, it's been quite a long time in the making to get the beer to where it is. It sits at 88 calorie compared to other kind of light beers with 4% in the market. They're generally around 100 calories, so it's considered somewhat of a brewing masterpiece to get to that calorie count. Only
because I'm not working out at 88 calories, I can drink 10 a day.
very good.
It's a pure malt beer, so we use only kind of pure malts, as in wheat malt, malted barley, hops and water. There's no kind of other funny things that go into the beer. There's a couple of other beer brands that have a thing that they stick to, but we just know kind of what goes into our beer and what makes it good. And yeah, it's taken a while to get it to where it is, but it's a delicious product.
And it comes in the glass.
It comes in a glass bottle. We have recently launched cans for some of our other products, like Devil's Peak Lager.
Yeah, we were talking about that off air. The difference obviously is a price point, because glass, I think would out of choice prefer a beer in a glass bottle, because for me it just maybe doesn't have any potential leach of flavor, whereas a can, sometimes, I don't know, maybe it's a psychological, but it doesn't feel as the integrity of the beer feels like it might have been damaged somewhat.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, because inherently your quality of a beer inside a can should be better than the beer inside a glass, simply because a can it doesn't see the light of day. So your beer inside a can's never seen UV light. It's never seen the light inside the shop.
But doesn't it get canned at a temperature?
It does get canned cold.
Does it?
Yeah.
So the beer, the can isn't sealed at heat.
No, not on the top. It's not sealed at heat. But when they fill it,
pressure seal.
Yeah, when they fill it, it's cold. Yeah,
I didn't know that. Wow, goes to show. I thought it would be hot to avoid any kind of bacteria forming. It's got to be boiled really into. But it is. I mean, isn't that part of the brew? Does it never get heated?
No, definitely gets heated. Yeah. In the brewing process, in order to get they create a thing called a wort, which is in the brewing process when they boil all the ingredients together at set temperatures, and then they have to cool it down really fast before they can kind of put the yeast in and then start fermenting the beer.
Wow. So the light is an absolute winner. Let's take a look at the what are we sampling next?
We're trying Devil's Peak Lager.
Lager in the can. And I want to see if we can taste the difference, because not being a fan of the can necessarily. I mean, it needs must obviously, but generally I would say that a can might lend a little bit of a taint to the beer. But we've just poured a shot. I love these glasses, by the way. They're available.
I think it's just a psychological thing, Dave. As we said, with cans and bottles, people perceive the can to taste slightly different. But the can, I think, is a little bit more, the contents are more fresher.
Okay.
Yeah, like you said, it is perception. I mean, in South Africa, we've been brought up to think that glass is the way forward, you know. But with, obviously, I mean, the rising prices on glass, and cans will definitely become a lot more relevant in the South African market going forward, simply based on price. But if you get down to the nitty-gritty, the quality should always be better in a can.
Okay. Now, the lager tastes, to my palate, and maybe it's just because I have had the light varietal first, the light tasted sweeter. Is it kind of in my head?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, everybody's palate is different, so everybody gets different flavors. We did a taste.
Because some people say beer should never be sweet, but I find that fruity almost and delicious. The light, the lager, I find a little crisper, a little almost sharper. No.
Yeah, could be definitely. I mean, we did a tasting with all the staff at Lifestyle, all the guys that know their stuff in the store, and there was a lot of different kind of tastes that everybody picked up on the beer, and they're all very different. So everybody is different, but I mean, generally.
But I will tell you something: the overriding sense of satisfaction from both is overwhelming. They're delicious. Mm. These are really good beers. And the temperature is absolutely perfect as well. So I think it's also important. It's got to be served cold. Yeah. A warm beer in Britain is horrible. You wouldn't know, Eamon. You have your Guinness at room temperature, don't you?
Our draft, Dave, yeah.
Is it the draft room temperature? Yeah. You see, in Britain, maybe there's a reason for that, especially now with the electricity price going through the roof and the heating oil. So you'll warm up with your beer. But in South Africa, it's got to be served at that temperature. Cold.
It has to be cold.
Fantastic.
A beer has got to be cold. That's, but that Devil's Peak, that light, the main ingredient that I like, and it comes true in the flavour and in the taste of the beer there, Dave, is the hops.
Mm.
The hops that they use. And it gives it a nice crisp, little bit of
bitterness. That's what I'm tasting. It's not anything when I say the dry, it's the hops. Mm. Yeah. Of course it is. And it's natural. Because sometimes beers that labour the point where they are very full of hops, it's overly done. It comes out almost like Latakia in tobacco. It's if you like it, you go for it. But it can be overdone. There it is. The hops is there, but it's not overpowering.
It's a fresh flavor that essentially the hop brings through. I mean, there are a lot of different varietals and hops, and we use quite basic ones in the lager style beer. In the Devil's Peak lager specifically is a German style hop. It's called Hallertauer Mittelfrüh for all the home brewers out there. You can buy it.
Don't give away your trade secrets. Next thing you'll have all these guys doing that. What's it called? No. Just buy the beer and enjoy it. Don't worry about the technicality.
Yeah.
Really, really good. What sort of price point are we talking about?
You're looking at about R79.99 for a 6-pack of Devil's Peak Lager and Light.
So let's be honest, it's $80.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I drive prices all day long. So. Yeah.
So $80 for six beers.
Yeah.
And what they really, this is,
it's, can't go wrong.
It's a really quality product. There's no doubt about it. It's fresh and fabulous, and it's local. Hey,
100%.
You've got to support local, especially in the times that we are going through. We've been through a lot as a nation and as a community. And yet there is still points of excellence to celebrate in this Devil's Peak Brewery. My word. The Devil's Peak Beer Company. I'm telling you, listen to this. Here is the tasting notes that I've got from the professionals for the light. Refreshing and thirst-quenching, Devil's Peak Light is both slightly bitter and slightly malty, offering a crisp, low-calorie, light-body beer that is highly... What is sessionable? Does that mean you can sit down for a session and enjoy it? Like exactly what we're doing.
That's what the Irish would say, Dave.
Ah, you see. It's brewed for a real beer lover who's active and calorie conscious, but you haven't lost your love of fun and socializing and unwinding. It's a crisp, smooth, refreshing beer with all the flavor you'd hope for, but without the guilt of the... You can't fit more young. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
The lager, of course, is not to say that that's going to kill you, because it definitely won't.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the tasting notes here as well, because I have them somewhere between your heart and mine. Lovely Tessa gave it to me. Except I can't find the hair.
Dave, just before you go there, we at Lifestyle Tops, we carry the full range from Devil's Peak.
So it's not just the lager and the light and the one that has no fun attached to it whatsoever. The Devil's Peak Lager, by the way, is clean and crisp with a malty sweetness. Exceptionally crispy. See, that's what I was telling you about. Smooth, both hops and malt demand their share of the limelight, refreshing to the last drop. It's a perfectly balanced, expertly brewed example of South Africa's favorite beer style. With no corners cut, no effort spared, and they pride themselves in producing the beer to the highest standard, following the best brewing practices. Lager as it should be. And I wholeheartedly endorse that. And hey, you know what? We're going to play some more music, and we're going to maybe have another taste off air. But for now, let me just simply say, these are available at Lifestyle Tops. You say, Eamon, it's a full range.
So we've complete got range, Dave.
What is the full range?
The full range, well, we've got the Devil's Light, the Devil's Peak Light beer in a bottle. We've also got the can, the lager in the can. We also have it in a bottle as well. Plus we have the IPAs, their ales.
Yeah, I'll maybe jump in there. So we've got a premium range of beers, so Devil's Peak Lager, Light Lager, and then our hero non-alcoholic beer. And then we have a craft range of beers. Devil's Peak Golden Ale, Pale Ale, and King's Blockhouse IPA.
Wow. So we just don't have time or space to go through them all, but I'll tell you what, I'm inviting you to come back. We'll do those the special ones on the next pass, because there's just so much to celebrate and so little time. My very special guest, David Miller from Devil's Peak Brewery, Brewing Company, and Eamon Dowling from Tops at Lifestyle. We'll be chatting again tomorrow, Eamon, when you draw the next Harley Davidson finalist.
Correct.
Looking forward to that. And don't forget, folks, that at Tops, you can enjoy tastings. Are you still doing the wine tastings?
We're still doing the wine tastings, Dave, Saturday, Sunday, from 12 to 2. And also on Thursday, Friday, today, we are doing Copper Republic Bourbon Brandy.
Wow. What time does that end?
That ends at 4 today.
Okay, so it's ended. Tomorrow. So you'll have to catch up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
That's your opportunity. Thanks again for joining me on the afternoon show so much, and we look forward to the next exciting adventure with Devil's Peak Lager and Devil's Peak, the range of craft beers that we'll tell you all about on the next pass. In the meantime, the music continues.